the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our mother, the Virgin Mary, explained in detail to her servant and Catholic priest all the symbols, representations, and other important information in the Book of Revelation related to the present times. The Book of Revelation, also called the Apocalypse of John, Revelation to John, or Revelation from Jesus Christ, is the final book of the New Testament. The Book of Revelation was written around 95 AD. Milan, Italy, June 3, 1989. Virgin Mary explained this to Father Stefano Gobbi. The Beast of the Book of Revelation, Chapter 13. The Virgin Mary says, "Beloved children, today you gather in Kenicles of Prayer to celebrate the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of your Celestial Mother. From all over the world, I have called you to consecrate yourselves to my Immaculate Heart, and you have responded with filial love and generosity. I have already formed my army with those children who have accepted my invitation and listened to my voice. The time has come in which my Immaculate Heart must be glorified by the Church and by all humanity. Because in these times of apostasy, purification, and great tribulation, my Immaculate Heart is the only refuge and the way that leads you to the God of salvation and peace. Above all, my Immaculate Heart today becomes the sign of my sure victory in the great struggle that is fought between the followers of the enormous red dragon and the followers of the woman clothed with the sun. In this terrible fight, a beast similar to a panther leopard rises from the sea to the aid of the dragon. If the red dragon is the atheism, the panther leopard beast is the Freemasonry. The dragon manifests itself in the vigor of his power. The panther leopard beast, on the other hand, works in the shadows, hides itself to enter everywhere by this means. It has the paws of a bear and the mouth of a lion, because it works everywhere with cunning and with the means of social communication, that is, with propaganda. This panther leopard beast has 10 horns, and on the horns 10 diadems, which are signs of dominion and royalty. The horn in the biblical world has always been an instrument of amplification, a way of making one's voice heard more strongly, an important means of communication. That is why God has communicated his will to his people through 10 horns that have made his law known, the 10 commandments. Whoever welcomes them and observes them walks in life on the path of the divine will of joy and peace. Whoever does the will of the Father welcomes the word of his Son and participates in the redemption carried out by him. Jesus gives souls the same divine life through grace that he has deserved with his sacrifice made on Calvary. The grace of redemption is communicated through the 7 sacraments. With grace, seeds of supernatural life are inserted into the soul, which are the virtues. Among them, the most important are the 3 theological virtues and the 4 cardinal ones: faith, hope and charity, prudence, justice, fortitude, and temperance. In the divine Son of the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit, these virtues begin to grow and develop, leading souls along the luminous path of love and sanctity. The objective of the panther leopard beast is to fight in a disguised but tenacious way to prevent souls from traveling this path, indicated by the Father and the Son, and illuminated by the gifts of the Spirit. Indeed, if the red dragon works to lead all humanity to dispense with God, to the denial of God, and for this he spreads the era of atheism. The goal of the panther-leopard beast is not to deny God, but to blaspheme him. The beast opens its mouth to utter blasphemes against God, to blaspheme his name and his abode, against all those who dwell in heaven. The greatest of blasphemes is to deny worship to God alone, and instead to give it to creatures and to Satan himself. This is why in these times, after the perverse action of the panther-leopard beast, black masses and satanic worship are spread everywhere. If the Lord has communicated his law with the Ten Commandments, the panther-leopard beast spreads everywhere with the power of his ten horns, a law that is completely opposite of the Ten Commandments of God. To the commandment of God, you shall have no other gods before me. It builds other false idols, which today many prostrate in prayer before them. To the commandment of God, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. It opposes with blasphemes against God and his Son Jesus Christ in many deceptive and diabolical ways, even reducing his name to an unseemly trademark and making sacrilegious films about his life and his divine person. To the commandment of God, you shall keep holy the Sabbath day. It transforms Sunday into a weekend, the day of sports, competitions, games, entertainment. To the commandment of God, you shall honor your father and your mother. It imposes a new model of family cohabitation, including individuals of the same sex. To the commandment of God, you shall not kill. It had succeeded in making abortion legitimized everywhere, in making euthanasia accepted, in making almost disappear the respect for the value of human life. To the commandment of God, you shall not commit adultery. It justifies, exalts, and makes propaganda of all forms of impurity until reaching the justification of acts against nature. To the commandment of God, you shall not steal. It works to spread more thefts, violence, kidnappings, and robberies. To the commandment of God, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. It promotes more the law of deception of lies. To the commandment of God, you shall not covet your neighbor's spouse, and you shall not covet your neighbor's goods. It acts to corrupt the depths of conscience, deceiving the mind and heart of men. In this way, souls are driven by the perverse and evil path of disobedience to the law of the Lord. They are immersed in sin, and thus they are prevented from receiving the gift of grace and life from God. To the seven theological and cardinal virtues, which are the fruit of living in the grace of God, the panther-leopard beast spread the seven capital vices, which are the fruit of living habitually in a state of sin. To faith, it is opposed by pride. To hope, it is opposed by lust. To charity, it is opposed by greed. To prudence, it is opposed by anger. To fortitude, it is opposed by laziness. To justice, it is opposed by envy. To temperance, it is opposed by gluttony. Who becomes a victim of the seven capital vices is gradually led to abandon the worship of the living God and instead to give it to false divinities who are the very personification of all these vices. This is the greatest and most horrible blasphemy. This is why a blasphemous title is written on the head of the beast. The first head bears the blasphemous title of pride, which is opposed to the virtue of faith, and leads the creature to worship the false divinity or idol of human reason and pride. The second head bears the blasphemous title of lust, which is opposed to the virtue of hope, and leads the creature to worship the false divinity or idol of sensuality and impurity. The third head bears the blasphemous title of greed, which opposes the virtue of charity and spreads everywhere the cult of the false divinity or idol of money. The fourth head bears the blasphemous title of anger, which is opposed to the virtue of prudence and leads the creature to the worship of the false divinity or idol of discord and division. The fifth head bears the blasphemous title of acedia, or spiritual laziness, which opposes the virtue of fortitude and spreads the cult of the false divinity or idol of fear of public opinion and of the exploitation of others. The sixth head bears the blasphemous title of envy, which is opposed to the virtue of justice and leads the creature to worship the false divinity or idol of violence and war. The seventh head bears the blasphemous title of gluttony, which is opposed to the virtue of temperance and leads the creature to worship the highly exalted idol or false god of hedonism, materialism, pleasure. In this way, souls are plunged into the dark slavery of evil, vice, and sin, and at the moment of death and God's judgment, into the eternal pool of fire that is hell. Now you will understand why, in these times, my Immaculate Heart becomes your refuge and the safe path that leads you to God. In the face of the terrible and insidious attack of the panther leopard beast, that is Freemasonry. In my Immaculate Heart, the tactic used by your Celestial Mother to counterattack and defeat the cunning plot used by the panther leopard beast, that is Freemasonry, is outlined. This is why I train all my children in the observance of the Ten Commandments of God, to live the gospel of God to the letter, to frequently receive the sacraments, especially penance and Eucharistic communion, as necessary aids to live in the grace of God, to exercise the virtues in a strong way, and to always walk on the path of good, love, purity, and holiness. In this way, I make use of you little children who have consecrated yourselves to me, to unmask all these hidden tricks of the panther leopard beast sends to you, finally, to nullify the great attack that the panther leopard today has unleashed against Christ and his church. And in the end, above all, with his greatest defeat, the triumph of my Immaculate Heart will appear in all its splendor in the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.